Support for KPLU comes from the Museum of Flight, all year celebrating 100 years of Boeing innovations and the Seattle culture, with live performances and new exhibits monthly. Details at museumofflight.org.
In the studio today, one of the many fantastic jazz singers of the Northwest, Jacqueline Tabor, is here, a product of Sammamish High School in Bellevue and Southern University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Jacqueline has been back in the Seattle area for about a dozen years, working often with the Black Lab Trio and her own band. And I know Northwest jazz fans remember her godmother, legendary Seattle area singer Edmonia Jarrett. In 2011, she was awarded the title of Seattle Kobe Jazz Queen, our jazz exchange competition with our sister city in Japan. And the following year, she won the Golden Ear Award for Northwest Singer of the Year. And with her in the studio today is a fantastic group. Randy Halberstadt at the piano, Clipper Anderson on bass, Mark Ivester drumming and blowing sax is Alexei Nikolaev. Please help me welcome the Jacqueline Tabor Band.
Always get that mood, indigo, since my baby said goodbye. And in the evening when the lights are low, I'm so lonesome I could cry. That mood indigo, I could lay me down and die.
Jacqueline Tabor live in the studios here at KPLU, Mood Indigo, Clipper Anderson bass, wonderful solo hinting at I'm in the mood for love. Well done, sir. It's swell to have you here, Jacqueline. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about how you got started in jazz. It was before the era of a dozen talented high school jazz bands, but you made some noise out at Sammamish High School in Bellevue, didn't you?
Well, it's tough being a kid in the suburbs. I watched a lot of old movies, mm-hmm. and I really got the Smoky Jazz Club studio, like the whole, not studio, but the whole fantasy about just being that beautiful woman in that beautiful dress with the whole just illusion of loveliness. And, you know, I just got exposed to Nancy Wilson. It was actually Jack Holm at Sammamish High School that gave me my first real jazz album, which was Guess Who I Saw Today. And the brilliance of listening to the story and just like, what? That's what the ending is. So that's how I got started. And I went to Louisiana and I sang there, but I really learned a lot more about gospel music and about blues and the storytelling of blues. And I didn't want to learn it, but I was forced into it. And it's a very comfortable place now that I am older and seasoned.
Down at Southern University at Baton Rouge, Louisiana, it seems like that would be a great place to learn about the history of jazz. And I wonder if you picked up anything that you didn't know while you were down there about some of the songs that you'd been singing for years.
I didn't know anything. I was a complete like suburban kid with eyes just wide open and exposed to everything. I mean, I just learned everything about what happened. I really learned about what happened in the clubs after hours, things that I necessarily cannot say on the radio.
Right, yeah.
So historically, I learned it. I learned more about feeling the music and loving it and the mixing of gospel and jazz and blues.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, your godmother was one of my favorite Seattle singers, Edmonia Jarrett, and I wonder what her influence on you was like. Did you get a chance to sing with her a lot? Did she give you any tips?
By the time I really was taking this seriously, she had unfortunately already left this earth, but she was my grandmother's sorority sister, and so every Sunday, her and many other powerful women came to my house, broke bread and maybe a few scotches, and tried to solve the world problems. But what I remember mostly about her is when she quit her job, her very high-paid, high-level job to pursue her dream. That's really what I remember about, and the phone calls. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, can you believe she's pursuing her dreams? This is crazy. So, and I remember that about her and just like not listening to anybody and just doing what her heart said. So that's what I really remember about her.
Now, when you came back to the Seattle area from Louisiana, it took you a while to get back into the singing game. What was it that drew you back in?
My sisters.
Yeah.
One of my sisters was really the singer of the family, and she had the big voice but never pursued it. So I kind of fell in her footsteps. But my other sister would drag me out and make me sing, and I didn't have any, like, songs that I could sing with a band. So my now husband and a few of her wonderful coworkers of mine got together and they gave me lessons to Andrean Wilson, and I studied with her for two sessions. And then I was like, okay, well, let's pursue this. I went on Stranger, as any other musician in Seattle goes on the Stranger to find a band. So I found a band and I worked with them for 6 years, learned a lot, did a lot of corporate gigs, a lot of wedding gigs, a lot of bad gigs in like back closets with doors. And so, you know, holding babies while singing, you know, that whole thing. And then I just decided to really start my own band, thanks to my really good friend Alexi, who advised me that it was time to go through, and he was completely correct. And then immediately after that, I won the Kobe in May. I went to Japan in June. I released What a Wonderful World, and it's been fantastic ever since. So,
Jacqueline Tabor is live in the studios. We're going to talk more about some of those items she just hinted about in the next break, but we're going to hear another song next. Very excited to hear a fun interpretation of a song I'm sure you'll all recognize.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue. And the dreams that you dare to really do come true. Someday I wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops and way above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? Upon the star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops and way above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly.
Jacqueline Tabor and a fantastic band. Now, that's the version of that song I want to hear on a sunny day. That was beautiful. Randy Halberstadt at the piano, Clipper Anderson bass, Mark Ivester at the drums, Alexei Nikolaev on saxophone. She was performing as part of the Seattle Kobe International Jazz Competition. You won that a few years back, and I wonder if you could tell us what that competition is all about and what you enjoyed about traveling to Japan.
I think it's like the most fantastic thing that everybody should support, because nobody knew who I was until I won that award. Mari and Karin Zogblack are extraordinary women that handle an enormous amount of just happenings between the exchange. The exchange is that Kobe is our sister city, if you don't know that already. We win a competition. We go to Japan. Japan has a competition over there. And then that person comes over and sings, usually in August or in September. When you get up there, you never know what's going to happen. It's 5 days of a whirlwind of, oh my goodness, and jet lag and loveliness and music. And Kobe is like paradise of jazz. Every coffee shop, every street, a 7-Eleven. They have a 7-Eleven there. You go and get coffee, there's jazz. And you get called a queen for 5 days, and it's fantastic. So for me, it's I will always support them because they have always supported me.
And congratulations to the winners last night. LaVon Hardison, the adult competition winner, and Christina Buno, the youth competition winner. And from your reports, it was a tough competition to judge last night. So congratulations to the winners and everyone who competed. Right after you won the competition, you made a record, What a Wonderful World. And I wonder what that process was like. Was it wonderful? And what is the plan for the next Jacqueline Tabor record?
I had never been in a studio, and while I was creating my own band, I no longer had videos or audio clips, so I was doing something very quickly. Mm-hmm. I was very lucky to have Hans Bremmer and everybody else.
Well played.
Ken French and also Alexei Nikolai was also on there. And they really liked help me along and held my hand through the process. Up and coming, I'm, you know, in my brain, definitely something Come Rain or Shine with a city, Seattle homage to the city I love.
Fantastic. Now, as you said earlier, you work a lot of weddings and private and corporate events. And I wonder what that lifestyle is like, if you ever run into any strange requests or unusual settings that you end up working in.
Oh, well, everything is strange. It's just how you approach it. Mm-hmm. And I like doing various gigs. I was just telling Abe before I did a wedding and I stood on a podium like, I don't know, as big as my shoes. It was 4 feet tall and I sung a song and that was it. But it was in a beautiful gallery and the drinks were great. So, you know, it was really good. But I feel like corporate America needs to know what jazz sounds like and feels like, because they're the people that are going to help continue this music, like KPLU. So pledges are always welcomed all day long.
Thank you, Jacqueline Tabor. That was swell. And you can find her singing at Tula's in Seattle on Friday night. So get on down there and tip your servers well. We've got time for one more song. What would you like to finish with today?
Well, I'm going to, to honor my late and great godmother, Edmonia. She sung the song. This is the Jazz in You. But real quick, I just want to say hello to Madeline, Solomon, my lovely husband, Don, and my sweet Sherman, who is serving our country in the Navy. I miss you.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yes. I dig the crazy sounds you make whenever you hold me tight. You don't know what I've been through. There's nothing like the jazz in you. You grew me with so much delight. Your lovely eyes light up the night. You are music playing soft and blue. There's nothing like the jazz in you. Whoa, how I love. I love the thrill of your touch. Me, you know it means so much. Yes, yes, my darling, what more can I say? After I say I love you in that special way, yes, I'm like a fish, I'm caught on a hook. I'm in love, I'm mentally shook. After all the things that I've been through, there's nothing like a jazz in you. Thank you. So much delight. Your lovely eyes light up the night. You hum music playing soft and blue. There's nothing like the jazz in you. Whoa, how I love the thrill of your touch. The way you love me, you know it means so much. Yes, yes, my darling, what more can I say? How dare I say I love you in that special, special way? Yes, I'm like a fish, I'm caught on a hook. I'm in love, I'm mentally shook. After all the things that I've been through, there's nothing like the jazz. No, no, there's nothing like the jazz. There's nothing like the jazz in you.